Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you will enjoy this teaching entitled, The Power of Simple Prayer.
Well, I tell you, I sure love to preach God's Word, and I have no idea how many of these meetings I've done in my life, but I don't get tired of them because I know that the Word of God changes people's lives. Amen? Now, I don't know how excited you are or aren't about prayer, or how excited you may or may not feel when I told you that I was going to do some teaching on prayer, but I tell you, you ought to get excited about prayer because it's one of the greatest privileges that you have. I don't think people pray as much as they ought to simply because they don't understand the power of prayer, and then I think some people pray more than they think they do because they have a wrong view of what prayer is. I actually have a book coming out in the spring called The Power of Simple Prayer. And I really want people to understand that prayer doesn't have to be a labor or something that we work at. It needs to be like breathing. Prayer needs to be just so much a part of your life that you couldn't even begin to tell anybody how much you pray in a day. Somebody says to you, how long do you pray? You ought to be able to say, I have no idea, man. I just pray about everything, pray about anything. Everything that comes up, I pray. I'm in fellowship with God all day. Now, I believe that we should take set-apart times for prayer. I don't think it's wrong to, you know, set aside a certain amount of time that you spend with God every day and be really committed to that and disciplined to it. Matter of fact, I think it's great. But I don't think that just putting in that certain amount of time in the morning and then walking away and forgetting about God the rest of the day is His best for us. Just like it's not right to go to church on Sunday and then not think about God until the next Sunday. You know, God wants us to live the Christian life. It's not some kind of an act we put on when we're around certain people or in certain places. It's a lifestyle. Do you know that being a Christian is, first of all, a decision you make to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? But then Christianity, I believe, is worked out and walked out in a lifestyle. You have to literally learn how to live a whole different way if you're going to be a Bible kind of Christian. And one of the things you have to